Florida's cattle industry is nearly 500 years old. It's part of what has made Florida the state it is today. Once a decade, ranchers hop on their horses to reenact the long drives that allowed Floridians to export their main commodity, cattle. I'm Lynn Hatter. Florida is a top tourist destination, with more people flocking each year to enjoy its beaches and destinations like Disney World. But step outside the bustle of cities like Miami and Orlando, and there's a different Florida, one where panthers and cattle roam, the prairie is open, and palm trees and pine trees stand side by side.
How could you let this go? This beauty. This incredible, monumental beauty, how could you let this go? Why does anybody think any retail space anywhere has a greater value than this?
This is the Florida that Martha Ann Aykroyd loves. She's a retired biology teacher and a former EMT. During the most recent Great Florida Cattle Drive, she rode the entire route through freezing temperatures and pouring rain. All with a smile.
I found the spirit of the people that could do this. I think that's what made not just Florida, but I think it's what made this country.
Aykroyd finds inspiration in the novel A Land Remembered, the story of three generations of Floridians and their rise from a homesteading family to powerful land barons. She believes Floridians and Americans have become disconnected from their roots.
In modern times today, you know, we hear this phrase about people live from paycheck to paycheck. Tobias and his family lived from one meal to the next. And if they didn't work to get it, they didn't have it.
She sees that grit today in the men and women who continue Florida's cattle and horse traditions. The animals were first introduced to the Americas through Florida in the 1500s.
This is ladies? Marshall.
Marshall.
And that's Flicka.
And that's Flicka. How long have you ladies been riding?
Pretty much my whole life I've been riding, and she's been riding probably about 6 years.
6 years? What do you like about it? What makes it fascinating? What makes it enjoyable?
Well, I love to be out in nature, get away from people. My work is kind of stressful, so when you're out in the woods, you see nature, it's just calming.
This is Lori Herbenick and her daughter, Katana Herbenick. They attended the last cattle drive and have come back this year for the reunion tour.
What was that like, being with your mom?
The majority of riders at these events have been women, like Sherry. She says working with horses is empowering.
When I first got into the, I was like 60,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't believe how empowered the women were. They're hauling hay, they're fighting with a 1,000-pound animal, they're backing up trailers 40, uh-huh. 50 feet long. These women are something, girl.
Cattle drive and reunion tour organizers want to keep the spirit of community going. There are plans for more reunion rides in between the once-a-decade cattle drives. And a new documentary film is chronicling Florida's cattle roots. It's called The Great Florida Cattle Drive, Unbroken Circles. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.